Blog Talk Radio.
KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life, here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Hi, welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This is Business on the Edge Extended here on Blog Talk Radio. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and your professional motivational coach here, Margaret Jackson. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, professional resources, connections, and industry tools. You can connect with me on Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn with Margaret Jackson. Let me know that you're listening in. And Facebook, Business on the Edge. You can like us on Facebook. Or you can always email me at onTheEdge@businessontheedge.biz. I am the radio show host for Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW Money 2.0 Business Advantage Radio Show, airing every Friday night prime time, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. in all the 9 Bay Area counties. You can listen live to me every Friday night on Listen Live at KDOW.biz. That's www.kdow.biz. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. I appreciate your listenership around the globe. Those that are listening in here on Blog Talk Radio, wherever you're at, I always appreciate you for the listenership and archive listens as well. We work hard here at Business on the Edge to bring you a great show. And looking forward to kicking off these evening shows. This is our first kickoff evening show. We're trying something different here. We've been trying to figure out the best time and strategies to do shows for you that are really on a regular basis. You know, we've been doing the Business on the Edge Lunch Grill on Wednesdays, and so I get a little bit of a kick out of that. And then, of course, we have on Friday nights prior to my Business on the Edge show with KDOW, we do a little promo for that show as well, as time permits, for those two specific shows. But we want to do something that's on a regular basis. That's 7 p.m. Right now we're going to do 7 p.m. to 7:30, and we'll see how that works out. If we like it, we'll extend it to 8 o'clock and do an hour show for those small business owners that just can't tune in during the day, can't connect with us, and we want you to have an opportunity to get solid business tools and resources, information, motivation. Sometimes, you know, as small business professionals and entrepreneurs, sometimes you just get worn out. It's just hard. You're tired, and sometimes you need someone to pat you on the back and say, hey, you're working hard. You're where you need to be. Keep pushing forward. Don't give up. You can do it. You may be the next sensation in terms of entrepreneurship. So I like that. I like doing these quotes on my show on AM1220KDOW. And so I do these weekly quotes, and I've been really fond of this particular quote for the last, almost a month now. Sun Tzu, you know, Sun Tzu was a great warrior. You know, he tactical warrior, you know, tactical in terms of training. And so he said this: victorious warriors first win and then go to war. Defeated warriors go to war and then seek to win. What's interesting about that is that it's so important to understand that these little, it connects closely to business, to preparing. You know, you could say victorious entrepreneurs first win in the preparation, and then go to work, or then engage in business. Defeated entrepreneurs go and try to do business without any planning and then seek to have this great bottom line, and that's just not the case. It just doesn't work like that. And so my goal here is to really help small business owners, entrepreneurs, women in business, visionaries, to really kind of get a grasp on, like I said, tools that you can use for your business, things that you might not be thinking about. And quite frankly, later this week I'm going to do a show on things that small business owners just mistakes, things that they do that they just small business owners, the bottom line is, can be hard-headed at times. They are some stubborn mules at times. And my goal as a business coach is to really try to help move them from rooted places that keeps them on that kind of that hamster wheel. And so we want to get you off that hamster wheel, get you profitable, get you sustainable so you can be absolutely fantastic. Tonight's show is, again, this is a quick show strategy. It's everything getting ready for 2014. You know, I like Blog Talk Radio because you can be a little edgy on Blog Talk Radio. KDOW, we're definitely edgy, but I can be a little bit more radical on Blog Talk Radio and be a little bit more straightforward. So looking at 2013, we have what? Today is December 2nd. We have, 29 days left in this year, okay? But out of those days, you're probably going to be off at least a week from probably December, let's say, 24th through January 2nd, okay? So maybe a week and a half. So you're losing time in terms of what you can do to prepare for 2014. And really, you should have already started preparing for 2014. And some of the things that I'm doing to help my customers prepare for 2014 is assess. Assess your year. Assess what's working. Are you assessing? Are you assessing what worked, what didn't work? And you know, everyone has the same goals in mind. They want to be sustainable. I don't care if you're a large corporation, small corporation, what have you. You want to be sustainable, and you want to survive. You want to be around for the next 100 years or whatever. You want your company to flourish. But again, small businesses tend to be on that, like I said before, that hamster wheel. So what are things that you're doing to be sustainable or preparing for 2014? So like I said, one of the things is analyze your business. What are you doing? And just, you know, here's some things that you shouldn't do. Be careful of how you put your family members on the board or in your business. And, you know, I have a brother in the Midwest, and, you know, I'm going to help him with his business. And I said, look, I don't know if I can work with you. Because he's hard-headed, you know. So when you're working with people that you know, they get stupid. They get absolutely like, you know, they want your advice and then they don't want your advice. And I said, look, if I'm going to help you, you got to listen because you're hard-headed. You don't really want to learn. You don't want to really, you know. So if I'm going to help you, I got to be able to tell you. I do this for a living. I'm trying to help you, you know. And so I smack my head up against the wall with small business owners because sometimes they just don't listen. So analyze your business. Look at stuff that you don't want to look at. Look at your finances. Look at your systems. You know, how are you accounting? How are you, you know, preparing for your, you know, like your sales systems, your processes? You know, where are you at in the small business world? Small businesses fail a lot. That's just the truth. Small businesses fail a lot. SBA, Small Business Administration, is to say, small businesses open each year 10 to 12%. And guess what? The following year, 10 to 12% fail. Why? Because just because you know how to do something or you'd like to do something or you have a hobby doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have a successful business because you're trying to go from you're trying to build a business system. And so you want to look at the things that are not working in you have to look at your people. You have to look at personnel. You have to look at contractors. You have to look at vendors. You have to look at employees. You have to look at yourself. Should you be a business owner or not? You know, so you have to ask yourself some very hard questions and assess the situation. And small businesses do not like to assess small business. So when I talk about small businesses, I talk about the three types of small businesses. You have the small, you have the small, medium, mid-sized business, and then you have the small, large business. And so you're looking at those businesses that are going to transition to what we know as a mid-sized business. When you get to that level, those types of businesses are doing more of what large corporations are doing. You know what they do? They think about how things are working. They're trying to find what's broken. They're trying to create a better system, to create a better bottom line, you know. And you want to be able to do that. And as a small business, if you don't want to be a mom and pop all your life, all your little business life, okay, think about how big do you want to be? Do you want to be a $150,000 business? Do you want to be a $500,000 business? Do you want to be a $1 million business? I just picked up a new client. They want to grow to be a $1 million company. Well, that's not hard to do. They're in a good place, and they want to increase their profits by a year in 2014 by $100,000. That's not really difficult when you look at what they're selling. And so if they pick up in the next year, you know, 5 to 10 strong customers in the year, they can meet that $100,000 goal, $100,000, $150,000. That's not hard to do. That's really not a lot of money to bring in, depending on what industry you're in. So assess your situation is really the bottom line. What else are you doing to prepare for your 2014 strategies? What kind of strategies are you putting together? You can't not plan. You mistakes that small businesses tend to make is no business plan, no planning. And I get it. I know you're at the office. It's only you. It's only two or three people, and you just don't have time, or you don't know how to do it. That's why you have mentors. That's why you have business coaches. You have people like me that are out there in your world that can help you do what you can't do. That's why I have customers. I do the radio shows. I do speaking engagements. I do different things like that. But I help small businesses. I'll have small businesses will call me and say, hey, depending on their level, mid-size to large corporations, well, I need 15 people for this job. Can you connect with the colleges and get me some college students that's going to work for low to no pay? They don't need any experience. Great. Sure. No problem. We blast that out for them. We push that out for them. But as a small business owner, new businesses, mom and pops, and guess what? Businesses that have mom and pops that have been in business for 10 years, probably even if they have a business plan, they probably haven't looked at it in the last 9.5 years. You've got to continue to progress. You've got to continue to strategize. You have to keep up with what's going on in the industry if you want to succeed. Let me tell you, the most successful people, you know what they do to be successful. They do the things that other people won't do. They don't like to do. They won't do them. So are you going to be that person? Are you going to be the one in Sun Tzu's quote, the victorious entrepreneur or warrior, or are you going to be the defeated one? You can go to war. The bottom line is small business development, regardless, is war. You have to go, you have to put your gloves in, and you have to fight, you have to battle for your position. You have to wedge into hard places. You have to, you know, some of you are competing against, you know, major organizations. I have a major competitor that I'm targeting, and I'm watching them. They're very, very clever at the things that they do. Great, great organization. Have a lot of respect for the organization. But you're always going to have competitors, and if you're not watching your competitors and seeing what they're doing, then you're not really preparing for what's next. And then who's around you? Who's the competitors that are around you? You know, so strategy is important. Analyzing is important. Make sure that you're positioning yourself to win. You know, I have a customer that, you know, they sometimes it's just hard to get smaller guys to move. And then they keep pushing back their timeline to move forward. Well, we're going to work together. It's great, and they've had some challenges, and I get that. Small businesses, that happens. If you keep pushing your line forward or back, depending on how you want to look at it, to not beginning something and doing something to change and transition, you're going to get the same results. So doing the same thing and expecting different results is absolutely ridiculously crazy. Lunacy is an understatement. But my goal is to help you win. So, like I said, do some analysis. They said, well, what's an analysis, a business analysis? Well, you can bring people in to, you have business analysis. I'm a business analyzer. You can learn to do some of those things on your own. You can save a lot of money by just learning to do some things on your own until you get the strength to be able to bring someone in. You want to, but for sure, get you a mentor, get you a coach. If you don't have a mentor and coach, you know, a business mentor coach, so they can help you progress through some of the hurdles. But 2014 is going to be here in 29 days. You don't want to wait to get into 2014 and start planning, because you're going to lose all of January, maybe part of February. But if you begin to prepare now, if you begin to say, okay, like we're preparing now, what are some things that we know that we're going to do next year that are important to us? What are affiliations that we want to have? Who do we want to connect with? I actually bought myself. I went out. I like journaling. Journal. Smart, successful people, journal. And you're writing down ideas. You're working out information. You're keeping track of things that can help you stay accountable. And so I have this business journal now. And so on the cover of it, I wrote, preparation meets perspiration. Perspiration, hard work, is just part of business growth, building business. No business started out as an empire, literally. Even empires didn't start out as empires, really. But it starts out as something, and it starts out with a dreamer. You know, I like to think of entrepreneurs as dreamers. You're a dreamer. Live your dream. And let me tell you something. What's so beautiful and awesome about being an entrepreneur and having visions and having dreams about what you want to do is that they evolve. They'll take you on different roads, roads that you didn't even anticipate that you would be on. And so sometimes you want to see where this road takes you, and don't be careful that you're not too stubborn and you want to just hang on to something that's not working because you like it. You know, I share in my classes and trainings, you know, just because you want to sell it doesn't mean that people want to buy it. You might think that it's the best thing since, you know, we used to say sliced bread, but you might think it's the best thing since the introduction of the MP3 players. Well, the truth of the matter is it could be not the right time for it. Maybe it's for a different time. Maybe it's garbage and you should just throw it in the garbage, really. You know, but you can learn from, you know, the things that aren't working. You know, when you have Thomas Edison, it says, you know, there's 10,000 ways that I know that the light bulb in this filament will not work. Was it a waste of time? He says, no. Because he learned something out of it. Learn something out of what you're doing in your business. You know, even, you know, if you're an employee and say you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to start your own business, you're absolutely in a great position to be able to do that. Why? Because you can start planning now and you can start preparing as a small business owner, and that can be your agenda for 2014. So plan. If you don't have a business plan, start writing a business plan. Write a little bit every day or write a little bit every other day. Begin to break it down into pieces so that way you can prepare a plan. And now that you need different types of plans, not just a business plan. And inside a business plan, there's a marketing plan, of course. You have strategies and org charts and projections and all of that. But you need brand plans, public relations plans, because now there's so much competition. You got social media plans. You're always going to be planning. A business plan is not the it's not the cure-all to the whole thing. It is the roadmap to the whole thing, but it's not the cure-all because you're going to have pieces in there. Say like your website is in your business plan, right? Well, you're going to talk about what that business that what that website is going to look like, and you know, the information, the basic top information in terms of what's going to be on that website, right? But when you get to the website, you need a web plan to build the website. You know, you might usually a wireframe is built, a plan is put in action, you build a wireframe, and you're looking at how this website is going to look. And so you're always planning, and you want to prepare. So 29 days, pick three things, I challenge you. Take three things that are important to you to prepare for 2014, January 2014. Now, some of you, depending if you, you know, not real estate, maybe you're maybe you have a storefront, maybe you own a clothing store, maybe you're a bakery, maybe you're some sort of provider of you know, goods and services to the basic consumer. Well, you're going to be working until the end of the year, right? You're going to be working. Your store is going to be open. You got a lot of shopping. You got Christmas coming up. You got New Year's coming up, and so you have to find time to prepare for and hit the ground running for the new year. What do you want to do? What is it that you want to do within the first quarter of the new year? What is it that you want to do? First quarter. What do you want to do for second quarter? What do you want to do third quarter? What do you want to do for the fourth quarter of 2014? Because it's coming, and that should be laid out somewhere. So make sure you're planning. Make sure you're analyzing. Make sure that you're positioning yourself right. Be careful that you're not making the same basic mistakes that small businesses make. And just for the record, the longer you're in business, you're a small business owner, the greater your percentage becomes of staying in business. So that's a really great thing. We have about 7 minutes left in the show. Again, this is Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW Business Radio Show host for KDOW. My show is Business on the Edge. You can tune in every Friday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Business on the Edge live. You can call in live on that show. You can call in on this show. The guest call-in line is 347-884-9043. We're going to give this a test drive in terms of Monday through Thursday. We're going to do a 7 p.m. show, 7 p.m. half-hour show, just to kind of chat with you a little bit. I'm just trying to get my bearings and, you know, feel for an evening audience. You can certainly call in with questions if you're concerned. If you have some problem with your business or your employee, you have some challenges. You know, the thing that small businesses don't typically have is an HR department. You're the HR department. You're the CEO. You're the CFO. You're everything. And so what do you do when you have maybe an employee that, you know, insubordinate? So, again, these might be some changes you want to make for 2014. You want to assess everything, which is great. What are you selling? Are there new products and services? Is there something else that you want to bring to the table with that? Are you looking at, like, maybe your pricing structure? Maybe your pricing structure for some particular product is not quite right. Maybe it's too high. Maybe it's too low. You know. So this is what's exciting about the new year, though. Prepare now. Prepare as much as you can now so you can hit the ground running. Your competitors, you will outperform your competitors at the beginning of the year, running into the year, the 2014 year, without taking that whole month and a half to try to get ready and get into the year. Because what's happening is when you go into a new year, you know what everyone's thinking? Wow. You feel like you have this new slate. You feel like you have, I got through the last year. You know, by the time we get to the end of a year, don't you feel like, God, I made it to the end of the year? You know, I got through, you know, when that December 31st you know, and, it, and that midnight comes and you're January 1st, you feel like that's something to shout about. And let me just take a moment and just remember Paul Walker this last weekend, and, you know, my our prayers and condolences goes out to the family of him and his friend Roger Rodas. We want to just take a minute and just pay our respects to those that have lost their lives this weekend. Also, Paul Crouch, I'm not sure if you are familiar with him, also passed away this weekend. You know, it's hard. You know, you everyone's expecting to, you know, typically we want to get into that next year. We believe that, you know, we're going to live, we're invincible, we're going to live for this ultra-long time, and sometimes that's not the case. And so we definitely we'll miss the giftings and the talent that Paul Walker brought to the franchise of the Fast and Furious as well. So, you know, but getting back to what I'm talking about, is this is what I'm saying, live your dream. You know, the one thing that I can say, and I think we can all agree on, is that Paul Walker lived his dream. You know, I've been looking at a lot of the, and reading a lot of the commentaries, listening to a lot of the news reports, and one thing that kind of grabbed me today as I was listening to some of the information and reading some of the information is that he loved what he was doing and he lived it. And he died doing what he loved to do, as tragic as it was. You know, I know that I'm going to die doing what I love to do. And I'm really settled with that. I'm okay with that. You know, if that's 10 years from now, 1 year from now, days from now, I'm going to love doing what I do. And so love doing what you do. Don't spend your whole life doing something that you just are not happy with. Live what's in you. There's legacy in you. There's legacy in your business. Don't give up. Sometimes I know small business owners, it gets hard. It's hard. It's hard. It is hard as hell sometimes. It's just hard. And that dream that's in you, you know, has a place that it needs to be. We call it destiny. And we want to see you achieve that. And if you're just in it for financial gain, you know, I don't, success in business is not just about the financial gain, although resources certainly makes things a lot easier. But I hope you're getting much more out of it than that. But you want to impact, grow, analyze your business, plan in your business. What are you doing to strategize? Are you doing anything to strategize? If you're like, well, I don't know what to do next, I don't know what to do, email me, ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Shoot me an email, and, you know, if you have questions, let me know, and I will shoot something back to you. Connect with us on our Facebook page on Business on the Edge. We're always posting information out there. You never know. You might find something that you need on our Business on the Edge page. Subscribe to my Examiner page. I do that. I write for the San Jose Women's Business Examiner. There's information all around you. We want you to be your very best. I want you to be your very best. Why do I care? Because I do. But I cannot care more about your business than you care about your business. I cannot care more about your future and your employment more than you. You have to care. If you care, I care, and I like give it 110%. I got about 60 seconds left. 60 seconds left. I am your AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge host on Business on the Edge here in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. Tune in with me on Friday night. I will be with you back tomorrow night with a new show. I'm looking forward to talking to you more, getting to know this nighttime evening audience. Give me a call sometime on the show. Let's ask me questions. Let's see if we can figure out some things together here on the show. And again, that call in line is 347-884-9043. We're going to get a little bit more dynamic with our show when we get a little bit more comfortable with everything. We'll see how that goes. And hopefully we can help you do something great. Do something great. Don't give up. Don't give up. You do not know how close you are to your greatest, greatest opportunity. So we're going to get out of here, and you have a good evening. And let me tell you again, enjoy.